Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's a new day in our relationship with the nation of Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the United States and met with the president last week. And also, David Friedman had his first hearing with regards to his nomination as the United States ambassador to Israel. We're going to be talking about both of these on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, it's so good to see good relationships back on the table with Israel, our greatest ally in the Middle East, and a nation that we are connected to by history and religion and geopolitical issues. Our history and heritage is indissolubly connected with Israel and the land of Israel and that history that comes out of Israel. And under the previous administration, there has been a strained relationship between the United States and Israel, even to the point where the United States shamefully abstained from a veto over the UN vote that was anti-Israel. Now, there's a new day. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was recently in the United States, and he met with President Trump. He is not pushing on Israel the so-called two-state solution. That's Israel's issue to deal with, not the United States to force that issue, which frankly has failed. And also, last week, the first hearing on the nomination of the new ambassador, David Friedman, took place. And of course, his confirmation hearings will be coming up in the near future. We'll continue to keep you involved.
You actually met with him recently, didn't you, Matt?
I did. I met with David Friedman up in Washington, D.C. He was a delightful individual. We've issued a press release on him that he is the right person for this time. And it is so nice to see someone who knows Israel, loves the United States, has a long history. His father was an Orthodox rabbi, and he will make a great ambassador to Israel.
Well, it is definitely a new day.
Yeah. Matt, just hours before Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump met, a senior White House official said that two-state solution may not be the answer here, as the Obama administration kept beating that drum that we have to have a two-state solution and that that is going to result in peace in Israel and in the Middle East. But how do you have a two-state solution and peace when one side of the so-called two-state solution will stand for nothing less than the total destruction of Israel?
Well, you know, you go back to 1967, and that's when Egypt and Jordan and Syria and other surrounding Arab nations wanted to annihilate Israel. And you had Nasser, who was the head of Egypt, and he became the hero within the Arab Muslim community because he said he wanted to wipe Israel off the map and that he was going to be having lunch in Tel Aviv the day after the attack. Well, he was wrong. In 6 days, Egypt was pushed back, Jordan was pushed back, Syria was pushed back, all of the surrounding neighbors were pushed back, and Israel prevailed in a miraculous way. So the United States, under Johnson, was faced with, what do we do? And so they came up with this idea of the so-called two-state solution. Okay, you don't have to give back the land that you just ultimately took control of. In fact, Jordan had half of Jerusalem. They weren't lawfully there occupying Jerusalem. They were an occupier, an illegal occupier of Jerusalem. They attacked Israel in Jerusalem. Israel pushed them back across the Jordan River, and they ultimately unified Jerusalem for the first time in 1967. So Israel then had this issue with the United States, and Johnson said, well, okay, we're not going to force you to take the land back. So here's what we'll do. We'll develop a policy of the two-state solution, and that is you have to work toward a two-state solution. And Russia ultimately agreed with that at the United Nations. And so from 1967 to the present, the United States has had a so-called two-state solution policy. And it's been accepted by Republicans and Democrats and really, really pushed hard by Obama, but even was articulated by the Bushes as well. It never has worked. It doesn't work. Why? Because the people on the other side of the bargaining table, if you will, They don't want Israel and the Jewish people to exist. They want to rename the entire, every inch of the land, Palestine. They don't want Jews anywhere. So they have no interest in a two-state solution. They had the opportunity for a two-state solution in 1948 when the League of Nations ultimately said, let's carve up the land. This one will be Palestine. This will be Israel. This will be for the Arab Muslims. This is for the Jewish people. Jews in Israel said, yes, we'll take it. The Arabs said, no, not over my dead body. If there's any Jews left in the land, we don't want any of it. We want all of it. So that's the issue. And so it's never worked. So something that has gone on for several decades that has failed, how one more year of that, it's going to all of a sudden miraculously turn around? It's not. When you don't have someone on the other side of the table that recognizes you have a right to exist, then you have no one to bargain with.
Well, there's hope now, and a new day has dawned. You know, after Netanyahu and Israel repeatedly clashed with the Obama administration, which over and again displayed just an anti-Semitic official policy position from the White House, ultimately, weeks before, ending up capping with this UN Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements that President Obama and John Kerry and the U.S. government under them refused to veto. Donald Trump, thankfully, has spoken out against that and has condemned that act of hostility from supposed ally, the United States, toward Israel. So hopefully, Matt, I know good things came from this meeting and a new day has dawned with Israeli-American relations.
Yeah, they have. And so we now have a great opportunity to regain some ground in terms of the failed two-state solution should not be something the United States continues to try to impose as a policy on Israel. Let Israel make its own decisions. But frankly, I think they have tried. They have wanted peace. Back at the time of Clinton, they met with Arafat and gave him 97% of what he wanted. And he walked away and refused. Why? Because he didn't have the authority to accept it, because he doesn't have a mandate from the people. If he were to do it, he would ultimately be assassinated by the people. It's worse now than it was then, because back then you had the Palestinian Authority that came out of the Oslo Accords in 1993. Now you have the Palestinian Authority and Hamas, and they don't like each other. Hamas is in Gaza. The Palestinian Authority is in Ramallah. They don't like each other. So there's no one to bargain with. It's worse now than it was then. Two-state solution has failed, and we need to move beyond it to protect Israel's future. Also, we need to move the embassy to Jerusalem. And David Friedman, the nominee for ambassador, is strongly in favor of it. Trump is in favor of it. We need to make sure that that moves forward as well. I encourage you to go to our website, lc.org, because we have a number of resources. We have Christians in Defense of Israel, which is our education and advocacy ministry for Israel. You can sign up to get emails on that and other information, a newsletter as well. And you can learn about Christians in Defense of Israel at lc.org. You can also learn about Covenant Journey at lc.org. And that's our ministry that takes college Christian students to Israel for a life transformative experience. And by the way, click on the icon Why Israel Matters. That's our new TV series, 13-week TV series on TBN that began debuting this week and will again air tomorrow. It airs on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For more information, go to lc.org. You also, by the way, if you want to go to Israel, we have a program that takes college students to Israel, Covenant Journey. If you're not a college student, there's a program called the Liberty Ambassador Council VIP Tour, and you can learn more about that by going to lc.org and get to the Christians in Defense of Israel website. Now is the time to stand with Israel. Genesis 12:3 speaks about blessing those who bless Israel and cursing those who curse Israel, and history has proven that to be true. Israel has, against all odds, survived through Egypt, Babylon, Persia, Rome, the Nazi Holocaust, the 1948 war, the 1967 Six Days War, the 1973 Yom Kippur War, and still here they are. Every nation that opposed them is no more. Every dynasty is gone. We need to stand with Israel, and now is a new day to do it. I encourage you to make a difference. Go to lc.org for more information. And pray for Israel, pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council, and support us financially with your contributions.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.